This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair with this week's Issues of the Environment. Now, I have a question for you. Did you ever walk into your closet, look around at your clothes, and begin to wonder, am I harming the environment with my choices? Well, I'll be honest, I really hadn't. And that is until I started reading up on what is happening for this particular interview. We're going to take a look at the environmental costs of the apparel industry with our guest, John Ames Jr. John is co-founder and CEO of Jube Activewear in Ann Arbor, and he's made it the company's mission to become sustainable. Thank you so much for the time today, John. I appreciate it.
Yeah, good to be here, Dave.
I have kind of a chicken or the egg question for you. Were you first interested in environmental sustainability and responsibility, or were you first enmeshed in the fashion and apparel industry?
I'm probably furthest removed from the fashion and apparel industry. I was actually in software and high tech, and actually one of the local companies here, LlamaSoft, was one of the companies that I got involved with, and actually found out about sustainability through some of the work that we were doing with the company Nike when we were measuring their carbon emissions, and got involved in understanding the impact of carbon emissions and the impact on the environment in general. So not a fashionista, not a designer, but
you can find a linear path to where you are today.
Yeah, it's funny. I was fortunate to be one of the first hires at LlamaSoft, one of the first 10 or 15 or so, and it grew amazingly, and it offered me the chance to do something completely different. And my wife and I we've always been big into the outdoors. We've been big into skiing, yoga, hiking, and I was thinking about kind of what could I do after software. And we lived in Japan for a couple of years when we were opening an office over there. And we loved actually the style that they had when people would go skiing or they'd go hiking. And, you know, I always thought activewear should be stylish and be able to be worn everywhere. But, you know, I looked around at some of the apparel manufacturers besides Patagonia, which is kind of one of the my inspirational mm-hmm. companies that really combined sustainability with apparel. There wasn't a lot of activewear out there that was really focusing on the sustainability side of things. So that's kind of how we launched into Jube Activewear.
And it launched in 2019, Jube Activewear did. And I asked this, John, because I'm intrigued. Jube, spelled J-O-O-B, seems like a random name for a company. Is there a significance to it?
Yeah, so my wife is originally from Thailand, and her nickname is Jube, which means kiss. So we thought of, and actually I got to credit my brother for coming up with this, is we were fly fishing and we were kind of noodling on this whole activewear company. And he said, I said, I got to have a really cool name. He goes, what about Jube? And, you know, in Thai, you actually pronounce it Jube without the B sound. So we kind of Americanized it. And we thought it's a good name for, you know, kissing the planet, kissing Mother Earth, and giving back. So we kind of stuck with that.
WEMU's Issues of the Environment conversation on creating greater sustainability in the apparel industry continues with the co-founder and CEO of Ann Arbor-based Jube Activewear, John Ames Jr. Now, John, the company has a stated goal of being a zero-waste company with a 100% sustainable footprint. It falls in line with the A20 plan in Ann Arbor and the desire to make Ann Arbor carbon neutral by 2030. It's not easy, from facilities to production to shipping and receiving to the textile materials themselves. A lot goes into earning that designation. How are you going about it?
Yeah, it's funny. Before we even launched our first product, and because of my background in supply chain, I decided to create processes around measuring the end-to-end footprint and measuring all the processes from sourcing, and even a small little company like Jube. You know, we've got cut and sew partners in Brooklyn and in Thailand. We've got fabric suppliers in Vancouver and Japan. And you've got zipper makers, you've got label makers, and all of those require shipping. All of those require some sort of process to make. And you just have to kind of go about quantifying all these things. And the good news is there's companies out there that help. You know, we've partnered with a company called climateneutral.org, and they help brands measure and offset and reduce their emissions. Before we even launched, though, before climate neutral was around, there was a company called South Pole out of Sweden that was a for-profit company that also helped us quantify our CO2 emissions and develop a reduction plan. It's not impossible to do, and actually, as a small company, it's pretty easy to do compared to some of the larger, you know, multi-billion dollar brands that are out there.
Do you also take into account the human factor, that much of our clothes are made in areas of the world without protective labor laws and environmental safety standards?
Yeah, the sustainability side, it's not just about the CO2. It's about creating partnerships and understanding what is fair labor. And that's probably the most difficult thing to quantify for organizations. There's a number of companies like Certified B Corp and others that help you kind of pass the fair trade test. But we decided to do two things. We decided to try to find as much local partnership as we can. So our Brooklyn-based company is where we do cut and sew there, which is fair trade. And then the company in Thailand was also a fair trade partner. But, you know, if you try to go to some of these places, it's one, as a small brand, it's hard to figure out, okay, how are they treating their employees? Because some of that's not easily available information. And even with like some of the textile suppliers, some are very forthcoming about their how they treat wastewater and how they pay their employees. But some of that it's really sketchy as far as trying to figure that out. And partners like Climate Neutral and Certified B can help small brands kind of figure that out, as well as some of the partners that we work with that have already done some of that certification.
I want to make it a little more personal. When it comes to my jeans, I've always been a Levi's guy. And in getting ready to talk to you, I found out only about 1% of Levi's products are made in America. They have a facility in North Carolina, I believe. The rest is made where there are less stringent environmental and safety standards. That means they can make it more cheaply, they can still sell it at American pricing standards, and increase profits. So quite simply, I'm a contributor to the problem. What should people like me start factoring into our clothing decisions?
Yeah, there's a great story out there called Are Your Clothes Wrecking the Planet? It was done by Stacey Dooley, and I actually watched it coming back from a trip a few years ago. It's still, I think, on the BBC website, and it's really an amazing story because it's consumers really aren't aware that fashion accounts for almost 8% of global CO2 emissions, more than airlines and maritime shipping combined. So some of it's about just being aware, and some of it's just this whole consumerism, you know, environment that we're living in, where people have to have the latest stuff and they have to have stuff for the latest season. And the fast fashion industry has not done any favors to the impact on the environment as well, to create this urgency and need for these clothes. If you think about the clothes that you wear, how much do you really need? And with landfills receiving almost 11.3 million tons of textiles, and that was just in 2018 alone, that was about 7% of all landfill. Part of it, I'd blame the brands, but part of it's the consumer itself. The brands wouldn't be doing this if there wasn't a market for it.
This is 89.1 WEMU. We're talking with John Ames, Jr., co-founder and CEO of Jube Activewear in Ann Arbor. Another one of the foundations of the Jube business mission and model is investments, investing in other like-minded organizations and institutions, both locally and globally, to help further advance the cause of environmental stewardship. How do you decide where to put your money?
It's a good question. I was just talking to someone the other week about Protect Our Winters, which is another cool organization that's helping with the impacts of climate change. And it's really started by a bunch of skiers that want to extend winter. And, you know, that's one organization. But we've focused on a couple. I think you just have to pick your partners and stick with them. And there's so much you can do with just a couple of partnerships. So
what programs and organizations are you supporting locally?
We're a 1% for the Planet organization, as well as being a climate neutral certified partner. And the local company that is part of 1% for the Planet is Huron River Watershed Council. My wife and I actually do, we're volunteers there, and they have a flow monitoring program where volunteers go out, take samples of the water. Usually it's around Huron River and some of the tributaries there. We go out about every other week or so. We measure the different parameters such as pH and acidity and condensed solids, and we take samples back to the Ann Arbor lab, and they use that for data-driven analysis on what's going on in our waters. A lot of our drinking water comes from the Huron River, so it's important to understand what's going on with pollution and other impacts on our tributaries.
As you've mentioned, you are not the only company around the country or the world that is taking a look at the apparel industry in a more sustainable way. Do you see, in looking forward, there will be enough market pressure and an industry that becomes more educated on the advantages of sustainability, both environmentally, on the human factor, and, of course, financially, that we'll see a major difference in any reasonable amount of time?
Yeah, I think this generation and, I think people are seeing the impacts of climate change locally, and I think that's driving a lot of this. And it does take governments as well as organizations. So things like what A2Zero is doing, it's going to drive change. You know, I see it in apparel with climateneutral.org. There's over now 250 brands that are part of this organization. And just this past year, we've reduced almost 700 tons of CO2 as a collective entity. So I feel it's the momentum is really there. And what I'm seeing also is this idea of not only fair trade, but this recycling initiative. When we lived in Japan, we had about 5 different garbage cans in our apartment. Plastics were at 80 or 90% recycling rates in the country. And if you look at America, it's probably in the teens, depending upon what research you look at. We can do a lot with recycling, and part of a zero waste initiative, and part of the things that are going on locally, Next Cycle Michigan is another cool organization that we're starting to partner with and learn about, where they're trying to avoid products going into landfill and having organizations reuse products. So, for instance, we have products made from recycled plastic, and because it's 100% recycled material, I can take that product back and make another hoodie out of it. And we're working with companies like that. There's a company in Detroit that's partially funded by Carhartt, and it's called the Isaac Organization, and it's innovation in sewing and apparel, and it's trying to create sustainable jobs for apparel. So, you know, a lot of these jobs started to get shipped overseas because brands were just looking for the lowest cost. But, you know, there's a lot of innovation that you can do locally here. And it's not like it's going to be a significant increase in cost, but it's also providing jobs locally. And I love working with our Brooklyn Cut and Sew partners because they're part of this group of wanting to kind of make things local. And I think people are looking at sustainability not only as is it made from a sustainable material or a recycled material, but who's making my product? And Whole Foods started it in the food industry. I think we're going to see that in apparel as well, where people are going to want to know who made my clothes.
I have certainly gotten education today, and I thank you for sharing your wealth of information, John. I do appreciate it.
Yeah, I love talking about this stuff, and I'm glad you're bringing this to light. And I think there's a lot to learn about it, and we're still learning. But I think it's going in the right direction, which is good.
We will most certainly stay in touch and find out how it moves forward. That is John Ames, Jr., co-founder and CEO of Jube Activewear in Ann Arbor, who has made the commitment and put into practice sustainability measures that could help transform the apparel industry. Issues of the Environment is produced in partnership with the Office of the Washtenaw County Water Resources Commission, and it's heard every Wednesday. For more information on today's guest and topic, visit our website at WEMU.org. I'm David Fair, and this is your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.